Kiva Fisher, International Public Health.
Are you expression?
Sure.
Okay. Kiva jumps around all day to prove the naysayers wrong. What naysayers, I ask.
You know.
She accuses me before jumping out of the room. She's often ambiguous and is proud of it. Her pride is full of prejudice, but the kind of prejudice that would set even Jane Austen straight. She'd call herself a novelist if she wrote novels. Instead, she calls herself Kiva. Not because she writes Kivas, but because she likes the sound of it.
It's got a nice cha-cha beat, don't you think?
Whatever you say, Kiva. And whatever you say, Kiva is right. Just ask her. She wouldn't call herself confident and cocky as much as she would cocky and confident.
It comes with the territory,
she says, motioning to the ground around us. I look around and look confused. She jumps my looks every chance she gets.
Don't look confused, Max. It doesn't come with your territory.
Kiva is experiencing Mexico to its fullest. Her gas tank is far from empty and not exploding anytime soon. But in the event of fires, Kiva rains down from the sky to tell everybody to chill out. No matter how hard the heat tries to win her senses over, Kiva keeps her cool by wording her way through the flames that draw near. Later, and with her ass out of the kitchen, she draws pictures of her heroic acts to add to the experience. The only thing that takes away is the Lord, and Kiva is fine with that, as long as that Lord doesn't start any fires that she isn't given first crack at. Kiva prefers wearing solid colors, but when playing pool will throw a fit if she is not stripes. Even though she is no shark or hustler, do not bet on whether or not she can take a chunk out of your leg in one bite. She's a biter and has the teeth to prove it.
Check these babies out.
She screams and smiles real big for all to see. Kiva draws stars because the 5 points remind her of her home, New York. There are 5 points that once described her best, but going to school in California and studying abroad in Oaxaca has changed more than her time zone. It is better than just to listen. So I did, and heard this.
I like to read more than write, but write more than read.
I told her I should read her rights after a statement like that. She said she'd write to the governor if I did. Kiva is the youngest on our trip, and won't divulge her age without a fight, or at least a guessing game.
The number lies between a baker's dozen and letters of the alphabet.
That doesn't give me much to work with, Kiva.
Sure it does. You can be a cook or a preschool teacher.
When feeling particularly saucy, Kiva wraps a towel around her head to keep people on their toes as to the color of her hair. Have you ever been called a towel head? I needed to know.
Do you think you're funny, Max?
I was set to respond, but she wasn't finished.
That's a rhetorical question, but I still want to know the answer from you in exactly as many seconds as you have years.
I followed her directions, counting to what I thought was 20. Well, I was cut off.
Stop. You're older than that. Okay, go.
Yeah, I guess I'm funny.
You guess wrong, funny man.
I told Kiva that she was funny.
Flattery won't make you any funnier, Max. Max, you're lucky.
Yeah?
Almost all of the letters in your name are found in the word Mexico.
So what?
Well, after being told all my life that there's no I in team, it's hard reconciling that there is only one in Kiva, especially when it's the only letter I share with Mexico.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Kiva. You share more with Mexico than the letter I.
Thanks, Max. You're always there for me, whether I'm hung up on global poverty or the letters of my name.
I help where I can, Kiva. Just remember whose name practically is Mexico.
I can't believe you, Max.
Just joking. Kiva has been known to get the fear.
They're trying to kill me!
When she gets like this, I pull out my copy of Catch-22 and deal with her as Dobbs would. Who is Kiva? And don't tell me them.
The U.S. government, that's who. I thought I'd be safe in Mexico.
They're trying to kill everyone, Kiva, not just you.
What difference does it make? No, this is all wrong. I'll be lucky if I live it out till the next week.
There's just no calming Kiva. When Kiva broke her toe in Puerto Escondido, I smothered her with perspective. It's better than a broken heart. I won't spell out what she said to that, because she was in a lot of pain. All this right that she wasn't calm.
You're fucking right. I wasn't calm. First I have to deal with the hurt of a broken bone, and then you expect me to fidget with your trite comfort?
I'm sorry, Kiva. I was trying to help.
Well, I suppose you did take my mind off my toe for a moment.
So you forgive me? Relieved, I stepped towards her for a hug.
Ow! Max! You stepped on my toe! She looked down. I looked down.
You didn't say ah. I was going to say I marked that wrong. Alright, say that.
It's already swollen again. Ow!
I had to think fast. It's better than a swollen ego, Kiva. Kiva does her best in comforting me when I dwell at home. California just seems so far away.
you know that I'm from New York. So, you also know that I've been experiencing what you're feeling since before you were born, or, at least the last couple of years.
I didn't pick up on her curious exaggeration. So how do you deal with that, Kila?
Well, the recipe for it is this, Max.
I was at full attention, so to speak.
First you throw in 2 cups of flour, then, along with 3 eggs, pour in a tall glass of water. This is where you're going to have some serious work, because...
Wait, what are you telling me, Kila?
I'm giving you advice how to bake a cake.
Huh?
That's what you asked for, wasn't it?
No! Again, she does her best. All right.